How many of you would call yourself Star Trek fans? That's it? Got a little dry spell up in that area. How many of you have watched Star Trek Enterprise or Voyager and got to see the encounters with the Borg? What is the Borg? It is a what? Starts with a C. A caliphate? Collective. Yes. A collective. They are all supposed to be unified under one mind, correct? And to step out of line, that's not allowed as being a Borg. That is not the reason why I chose this topic. And no, I did not choose the topic of Borg. I'm choosing the topic of unity. Lately, it has been very crazy at work. We're coming upon our 5 years worth of contract negotiations at Deere. And so, you know, people are skeptical as to how things are going to go and if the company's messing around with inventory and all that. Well, when we got back from our layoff in July, the first part of July, we usually have a transition between model years on the sprayers. We were thinking with how the economy was doing that we wouldn't have hardly anything to do. And then they tell us, oh, no, we got plenty. We're going to be busy. We're going to be running third shift as well. So a lot of us are getting skeptical as to whether or not we're building future machines for them so that they don't get hurt so much by the negotiations. But, you know, that's always something that you kind of wonder how things are going to go. We've been having problems with guys. Obviously, it's a union shop. You've got guys who they just stall out and they don't want to do their work. Then you got other guys who are more than eager to do their work and then some, which are rare to find. But we don't work very well as a well-oiled machine, as my grandpa would say. As I've stated, my topic is on unity. How many of you would say our country is united right now? Probably not very many of you, if you're being honest. This year has been very stressful. United States has been through many trials and stresses on itself, but this one seems to be rather unique. Ever since Adam and Eve sinned and ate of the fruit, we have had sin in this world. What does sin cause? It causes division, doesn't it? It doesn't cause unity. In fact, its main focus is to try to divide us away from God, try to separate us from Him. We as Christians are called to be unified for Christ. Primarily today, we will be reading from Ephesians, the fourth chapter, but that's not going to be the only scripture I use. Therefore, I, as a prisoner for serving the Lord, beg you to lead a life worthy of your calling, for you have been called by God. Always be humble and gentle. Be patient with each other, making allowance for each other's faults because of your love. Paul reminds us here that he is a prisoner of the Lord. Paul paid quite a heavy price for his life. We know his previous life And he always struggled with that life where he had killed many, many people, many, many Christians. But once Paul was on that road to Damascus, he was converted. But yet he still paid a considerable price for following the Lord. Is it always easy standing for the Lord? Guess what? It's worth it whether or not it's easy or not. Paul begs you to lead a life worthy of your calling, for you have been called by God. He is earnestly here begging you. We know how easy it is for us to go astray. We're almost at times like a kid in a candy shop. They see candy and they cannot help but be attracted, especially with the bright colors of the candies. It's hard for us, especially when we don't see each other as often as we used to before this virus. Makes it a struggle for us when we're not together physically. Now I plead with you in 1 Corinthians, the first chapter, verse 10. Brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you all speak the same thing, and that there be no divisions among you, but that you be perfectly joined together in the same mind and in the same judgment. The way that we live should always honor and please our Lord. We should be willing to work to produce good fruits, making sure that we are representing Christ the way we should. If people know that we are Christians, we know that we've got eyes watching us. You will run across many people who will claim, yes, I am a Christian, but they are not living lives that are worthy of that name. Are you one of those people? It is so easy for division to occur. We are instructed to be perfectly joined together. Perfection does not occur without Christ. We know Christ has to help fill that gap in. We all need to be of the same mind, seeking God. In Acts, the second chapter, verse 39 through 40, says, this promise is to you, to your children, and to those far away, all who have been called by the Lord our God. Have you been called by the Lord? Are you serving for Christ? Or are you just going for the status symbol? You just want to have the reputation of what a Christian really is supposed to be, but yet you're not willing to live it. Save yourselves from this crooked generation. Can you look out into this world and attest that this world is crooked? You would be deceiving yourself if you don't look upon this generation, this world, and not see that. Uh-oh. Okay. Maybe you think coming to church is all you have to do to be saved. Don't put yourself on those dangerous grounds. Don't think just because you're coming to church that you're automatically going to make it to heaven. We know that's not the case. What are you doing on the outside when you're not here with the body? We are called to live a life worthy of the name of Jesus Christ. Philippians 2, verses 1 through 4, therefore, if there is any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any affection or mercy, fulfill my joy by being like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord and one mind. Let nothing be done through selfish ambition or conceit, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem others better than himself. Let each of you look out not only for his own interest, but also for the interest of others. Are we selfish as a people? I do not believe so. And I don't believe the country as a whole, when our country is the most charitable country, when we see other nations struggling with some kind of mass catastrophe, usually Americans step up and help out the most. You would think that that would tie back to our roots of hopefully being founded on religion. Think of a humble person. I instantly think, when I thought of this question, or this thought, of Audrey Brady. I know we reference her, and we reference other people as well, but I remember her giggles, and whenever you would talk to her, she would be a humble person. And if you would go and compliment her, she would almost feel somewhat ashamed or not feel worthy of it. That's what I remember from her. She was the sweetest old lady. Romans 12, verse 2. Don't copy the behavior and customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Then you will learn to know God's will for you, which is good and pleasing and perfect. We have to trust and allow God to work in us. Don't be just like everyone else and follow the trend. We won't obtain unity by simply saying we are unified. When you think of the United States, we really aren't unified anymore. We need to try to help those who are in this world, this country, to see that we have fallen away from God's true purpose for our lives. Yes, He wants us to be able to make the choice on whether or not we freely worship Him or not. But is there any reason why people want to come to Christ when they feel like they can just give in to whatever desire they have and not have consequences? Yes, because there are consequences ultimately to your actions. Let's allow Christ to prune away the bad limbs so that new limbs can grow back in their place. How many of you have ever pruned away branches before? Okay, what happens? They grow back, don't they? Even if you really don't want them to grow back. I've got a bush that I cut down in front of my son's window. Because I was thinking he's only got one way truly of escaping unless he wants to jump into a bush. Well, I haven't killed off that bush completely, and now it's growing back. So, good branches are supposedly grown in that place. Continuing on in the third and fourth verse of Ephesians 4, make every effort to keep yourselves united in the Spirit, binding yourselves together with peace. For there is one body and one Spirit, just as you have been called to one glorious hope for the future. We are to be have a concerted effort to maintain our unity. How unified are we as a body of Christ? It's awfully hard, like I said before, for us to be unified when we don't see each other on a regular basis. We have to work hard at it. Paul makes it clear that the unity comes through the Spirit. We aren't perfect. The Spirit fills in those gaps to help complete the unity. We shouldn't just rely on the Spirit to do this work. We have to put forth the effort of ourselves first. It says that there is one body. This shows as a whole all who are doing God's word and living according to the Scriptures should be unified under one body. We have the Scriptures. That is our instruction manual, essentially, as to how to follow Christ and how to call upon Him for help when we need to become more unified. 1 Corinthians 1:10, I appeal to you, dear brothers and sisters, by the authority of the Lord Jesus Christ, to live in harmony with one another, with each other. Let there be no divisions in the church. Rather, be of one mind, united in thought and purpose. We shouldn't be trying to form cliques in the church. I know we gravitate towards people that we share common interests to gather with, but broaden and challenge your horizons. Let's try to unify with people that we don't normally associate with so that we can be more together. John 17:20-21, I am praying not only for these disciples, but also for all who will ever believe in me through their message. I pray that they will all be one, just as you and I are one, as you are in me, Father, and I am in you. And may they be in us, so that the world will believe you sent me. Christ prayed that we should be united. He gave us the Holy Spirit so we could be united. God gave us His Word to help us to be united. To be united will help the world as they need to see this message of Christ as real. If they look upon the church and they see that there are divisions in the church, well, why would they want to join a church that can't even agree upon what the Bible teaches? When the world sees different rules for religion, they don't believe Christ to be true, as there are many different beliefs. So how can we believe that your message is true if you can't agree on things? Problem is, you've got several different types of religions. And unfortunately, people aren't willing to venture out to explore whether or not it is true. We need to put aside our petty differences and become unified in the message of Christ. Continuing on, verses 5 through 8. There is one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all, in all, and living through all. However, he has given each one of us a special gift through the generosity of Christ. That is why the scripture says, when he ascended to the heights, he led a crowd of captives and gave gifts to his people. God's grace has been poured out on us in him, given each and every one of us unique gifts. We all know about the scripture. It talks about the arms and legs. Well, that's kind of how our body works. We all have different purposes and different abilities, and we should not bury the one gift that we are given or however many gifts we're given, but we should build upon those gifts and help others who we may see that they have the same gift, help them to grow their gift as well. Christ freely gave himself as a perfect sacrifice for us. His sacrifice made it possible for the unity to happen. Philippians 2, 5 through 8. You must have the same attitude that Christ Jesus had. Though he was God, he did not think of equality with God as something to cling to. Instead, he gave his divine privileges. He took the humble position of a slave and was born as a human being. When he appeared in human form, he humbled himself in the obedience to God and died a criminal's death on the cross. How do we become unified? We need to humble ourselves. We should not think of ourselves as being better than others. We need to make sure that if we ourselves see others who are struggling, may not be growing as fast as you would think they should, maybe you could reach out and try to help them instead of being a discouragement. But Jesus humbled himself in obedience to God. Let us do the same. Philippians 2, 9 through 11, therefore God elevated him to the place of the highest honor and gave him the name above all other names, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue declare that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Jesus was willing to make a sacrifice and was glorified by his Father for that. Let us humbly submit and sacrifice for the Lord. We will also be rewarded for our efforts if we are diligent. And the last verse I want to share with you, Isaiah 53, 6. All of us, like sheep, have strayed away. We have left God's path to follow our own. Yet the Lord laid on him the sins of all of us. 2020 is almost over. I thought very hard whether or not, since this would be the last sermon on Sunday, whether or not I should give kind of a New Year's goals kinds of sermon, but I decided that this would be pretty right on track with what I want. Yes, we've had many obstacles to overcome in 2020. We've got several families out today because of it. But let's remember as we go into 2021, maybe you have your own weight loss goal or to build more muscle goal or whatever it would be. Let us also put in a goal of becoming more united. We know this world is not going to get easier for Christians. It's going to only be more challenging. So let's be unified, share a unified message with those who are in this world. With truth no longer being treated as truth, it's imperative that we stand unified in the message of Christ, that we shine the light of truth into the darkness. There are many souls that are lost. There are many people, even including in this congregation, who don't feel like they're unified for Christ. Let's try to reach to them. If you are out there and even in your car and you feel lost, you feel depressed, let us know. We're here for you. Let us do this and make this a goal in 2021 that we truly shine the light for Christ to those who are lost. Thank you.